Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Mike, good to see you.
And, good to see you, buddy.
How's the surrounding freeway congestion for you?
Oh, it's good. I sort of buzzed in. The later you come into the studio, the worse the traffic is, I've found, the later in the day. Have you noticed that, Fred?
Yeah, especially going north and east.
And south and west.
And west.
Yeah, it's all the same.
You're not going to win it.
Yeah. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. First, though, can we talk about you knocking it dead with the GalaxyCon.com? So many comments I'm seeing here after your big broadcast. Fred was on an event called GalaxyCon.com, and it was an evening or an afternoon with Fred Dreyer, and it was a free one-hour broadcast where the interviewer really pulled out some interesting stories out of you. People loved it, and then it went to a one-on-one case where you, and no one knows exactly what was talked about, you got together with a lot of different people. They called in, and you had, what, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 10 minute sessions with different people?
Yeah, people would buy 2 minutes. They could buy 5 minutes
to talk one on one with you.
Yeah, to have a nice little chat.
Have you signed autographs as well? I think they can get autographs there at GalaxyCon.com.
Yeah, they can do that. I have not signed yet any.
You haven't?
No. Well, they've got to ask me first.
Well, I'll have to put in a request for one. Will you sign it personally to me? To Mike? Would you do that?
To Mikey?
Come on, you could do that. You know you could. To Mike. Yeah, you could.
Well, how do you want me to personalize it?
Yeah, I want you to say something really nice.
No, you can't request what you want me to sign.
No, I know. I want it to be from the heart.
It's got
to
come from me.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the heart. Something sweet, something poignant.
Oh, well.
Your feelings.
I don't know about that.
You know, maybe something about my good friend, my buddy. Can't get along without you, something like that. Could you do something like that? Audience, could he do something like that?
Will that help you get yourself a new driver's license?
Probably. If you could sign one at the same time,
I've got one.
DMV, please.
I got a new driver's license.
You have the one that gets you in lieu of your passport,
I've got
right?
Everything. I can go anywhere and do anything now. I'm a U.S. citizen.
But you can't get in the Dodger clubhouse after a three-game losing streak. Nobody wants to go there. We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the food you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
We are back here in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We have this show live on radio, also on television. Fred, are you smelling something over there? Did you fart or something there during the commercial
break?
I don't know. Is something going on there?
You know something? You ought to be very careful about being crude.
I'm sorry.
You should.
I should be. Just wondered, you look like there's something bothering you up there.
Well, I'm looking around. I have my area to clean, and I think you should pay attention to yours.
I will. Everything's clear and smells good around here. That's all I got to say. Welcome to the show. We're on Sirius.
What are you, 11?
Sirius XM Channel 217. XM Channel 203, and you can get us online at 967 on Sirius XM. Also, the show is shown on video, Roku, Facebook Live. We're on CRNTalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, you name it. We got it here for you here in the Sports Lounge.
Stinkovision. It'll be on Stinkovision.
Now, let me just say this. GalaxyCon.com, are you looking to do more of these now? Because this one went really well from what I understand.
Well, I understand. I got a real good feedback from the folks who put it on at GalaxyCon, and I would not be shy about doing as many of these as we can, because it'll grow. The base will grow, and you'll reach far more people than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, and we did this once before, and that one didn't go. It was okay, but this one was so much better. This went off without a hitch.
It depends who does them, and you got to find yourself with a quality group of people and people who have been doing this for a while. And I learned an awful lot of the differences between those companies.
Yeah, and if you want to put your 2 cents in, if you watched it, it was last Sunday, starting at 11 Pacific time, 2 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock Central. Go to GalaxyCon.com and voice your happiness with being able to see it. I believe there's still some memorabilia up there that Fred can sign for you if you want to. And this is Fred's new connection with GalaxyCon.com to bring him to those of you, since we're a national show, not only around the country, but around the world, to get together, like you're talking to Fred one-on-one and asking him whatever questions you want to ask him.
Well, we were talking one-on-one. Many of us were.
Yeah, and did you get some good stuff that, people...
The toughest thing with all this is that people have paid for the time to be with you.
Right.
And you also know that it's impossible to satisfy everything. And but for the most part, the people were very understanding and kind about that. And we had great times. Talked with some people. Raimundo Suarez from Lawndale, who was a classmate of mine.
Whoa!
And we had a real nice chat. His daughter was there to help, you know, pave the way with the questions and what have you. And as soon as he says Raimundo. Excuse me. As soon as he said Raimundo, I said Suarez because that's...
You remembered.
I remembered Raimundo Suarez vividly from school.
Wow.
You know, and that's the amazing thing about it. And we kind of like hooked up and had a nice chat there for about 10, 20 minutes. And it was just a great Sunday for me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that that happened, and I'm glad we were able to take care of that, and we'll do it again. Again, that's GalaxyCon, GALAXY, GalaxyCon, C-O-N, .com, GalaxyCon.com.
Yep.
And if you want to email Fred today on the show, we're broadcasting FacebookLive.com. We're on YouTube. Go to Facebook Live. You can get into our chat room. You can also email Fred, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Let's go take a look into the chat room right now, Fred.
Yep.
We got Nikki says, hello from Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope you are doing
Nikki
well.
Nikki from Lincoln.
Yeah, that's Lincoln, Nebraska. That's those Corn Huskers there. That's
the Huskers.
I like the Huskers. Kathy also says, good afternoon from Lawndale, California. Pamela is saying, happy Father's Day on Sunday to Fred and Mike. Now, thank you, Pamela. That's very nice of you to mention that. Fred, you and I are going to get together for Father's Day, are we not, on Saturday?
If you're good.
Well, I look at you kind of as my dad. And when I have a problem, I like the fact that your door is always open. I can go there and talk to you about things that are bothering me. And you've helped me through a lot of difficult situations, Fred.
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that'll be wonderful.
Yeah, so we're going to celebrate Father's Day.
It'll be a nice, that's this coming weekend.
That is correct. That's this weekend. And we also want to tell you folks that Bruce says, hello, guys, originally from Washington, now in New Mexico. And he is rocking it, he says, in New Mexico. Kathy also is commenting, Fred, on your shirt. Can you give us a little picture of this? It says El Camino Alumni. If you can crunch up a little bit so they can see. There you go. See El Camino College on there. Well, tell us
this
about this shirt.
El Camino Junior College, the Warriors.
And so where did you get that?
They're in Torrance, California, over off of Manhattan Beach Boulevard where I was a kid. And it's kind of where a lot of this sports stuff started for me. I met a lot of great, great people there. You know, Lawndale High School is right there on Inglewood Avenue and Rosecrans and Compton. And so after I left Lawndale High School, I went to El Camino for 2 years, played football there, then got recruited by John Madden out of San Diego State. And went down to San Diego State for a couple of years down there, two or three years. You know, it was kind of like where was I? Oh, I was at the El Camino School. I went to El Camino Junior College to see some friends. And they gave me this nice El Camino.
It's very nice.
Shirt. Yeah, it's great.
It's good. That would be sporty. You could throw a sport coat on and go anywhere with that. You could. It's kind of the new trend.
I like to put a robe around it and fall back on the couch.
Could be good to do that as well, too.
It's COVID. It's a great COVID T-shirt.
It is. It's good just to kind of relax with that.
Yeah.
Now, Maximum Leisure, who is on Twitter, at Maximum Leisure, says, is it lame that the hashtag Jordans I want the most meaning the shoes, are the ones that Fred Dreyer wears in Hunter, Season 7, Episode 21. Now, I'm going to put a, for those of you that are on video, we'll put a shot of those up there on the screen if we can, so you can take a look at it. And here it is for you. There's the,
well,
the Jordans.
Whose feet are those?
I think they're yours. You, he says these are the Jordans that he wants the most, are the ones that Fred Dreyer wears in Hunter, Season 7, Episode 21. I don't know what that episode is,
well,
but you're wearing
this. This was in the this was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And this was probably right around 85, 86.
Those look pretty sporty. They look pretty sharp.
Well, these are the ones that were crafted, you know, right around the time that Michael Jordan was
it's the ones, the Air Jordan.
Wailing.
Yeah.
And so they were, I remember them being a very comfortable shoe. You know, they're a heavy-based shoe. The platform, they don't have a real thin sole like a lot of the shoes. A lot of the shoes now evolved out of this towards, you know, a slipper type of shoes.
Right.
But these are real good athletic shoes. They're all-purpose. You can play basketball, certainly basketball in them.
They're nice.
But you can do a lot of things with them. And I used them in the show. And, you know, you're on your feet a lot on the cement.
Yeah.
And here I am getting ready to run after that car.
Yeah, nice shot. And as you say, heavier base, Air Jordans. These are white shoes for those of you on radio. They got, like, a nice sole on it. It looks like a nice and thick and firm with the Air Jordans, but enough to, you know,
yeah,
take right. a little bit of the shock. They got a little gray on the backside. We're seeing the backside of the shoe. And they match. There's a little bit of blue there that matches these blue warm-up pants that you got on over there when you're going to take off. What kind of car is that you're going to chase? It's coming towards you, it looks like.
From here, I can't.
It looks like some kind of Lincoln or something it does. Maybe a late model.
I don't know what that would be. Four-door? Yeah. Is that a four-door?
Looks like a four-door. Maybe with those suicide doors or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to find out, it is, let me give you the episode. All of you can watch Hunter, the series, Season 7, Episode 2, Episode 21. 21. Season, they used to do it much more than they do now. Season 7, Episode 21. That's it. We'll be back with more. We're in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining us in the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, Don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive
end. Great to be with you.
The acting legend. And we have one more comment here, Fred, I noticed, since we are talking about that shirt you're wearing. That's the El Camino alumni. And apparently this comment comes in from Kathy, and she says, I'm on the board of trustees at El Camino College, and I believe that is the shirt I gifted you. So, Fred, this comes from Kathy to you.
Yes.
He's wearing it, Kathy.
Yes, you like that? Great. This is such a great shirt.
Yeah, see that? Pull it up a little bit so they can see that alumni on the bottom. There, yeah, there you go, a little bit. If we can get a shot of that. El Camino College. It's very nice. Yeah, lift it up. There it is. Right there. We're going to get the alumni in just a second on below there. So, Fred is part of the El Camino College alumni.
El Camino College. And then right underneath.
Right there. You got to pull it up a little more yet.
Alumni. Should I take it off?
No. Please. No.
Well,
that's
anyway,
okay. It's all right.
Take my word.
Well, maybe our audience might.
Well, look
might
here.
Be
look here.
There you go. Now, there you can see it. El Camino College alumni.
See?
It's good, and it fits really well, and it's a nice color there. It's a kind of a navy sort of bluish color.
You know,
color.
This is right out of the vault of when I was a kid. My mom used to go out and buy us tons of T-shirts because all I had on was Levi's and T-shirts and tennis shoes.
That's it.
And this was one of the great combinations. Southern California kid, you know.
Did you like your T-shirts that had writing on it, or did you like them sometimes all solid? What was your preference?
Well, it all depends what it was, right? I mean,
it's true. If you went to the college, I'd want this writing on there, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool to have something. But the key to it is really the fit and the type of material you're dealing
that
with.
That is, you like them a little heavier, right?
Well, not necessarily.
No.
When I was younger, I bought the Penny Towncraft T-shirts.
Penny
they
Towncraft.
Were a little, they were Penny, you know, Penny's department
J.C.
store.
J.C. Penny.
J.C. Penny. And it had the pocket, you know, over here. I didn't necessarily like the pocket on the breast pocket.
I didn't either, but now I like it as I get older. I like a pocket to put your phone. I don't have a pocket on this shirt, but I found that I like the pocket.
I wouldn't wear that shirt again if I were you.
Howard Price, who, I'll pretend like I didn't hear that. Howard Price, who, it's a Tommy Bahama, by the way. Howard Price, who sells time on this show for us, one of the great salespeople of all time. He'll go shopping for a shirt, and he will say, gotta have a pocket. If it doesn't have a pocket, I gotta have a pocket. And I thought, I don't like pockets. And then one day I had a heavier duty shirt like you have, no collar, and it had a pocket on it. And I thought, you know, I like this pocket on the T-shirt. It was very nice. It was
well, this,
Carhartt.
Well,
Carhartt
this is not really.
Shirts.
This is not a thick
no.
T-shirt.
But it looks heavier a little bit. Medium. And right. The Carhartts are a little heavier than that. You can go out and do some lumberjacking work if you want to.
Well, I know all my friends wanted the pocket so they could put their Lucky Strikes in.
There you go, back in the day, right?
Well, it made you feel like you were in the military.
You didn't smoke, of course. Am I correct?
You know something? Let me tell you something.
What?
Like, you know, many kids, you know, you dabble with it.
Yep.
And as I did, but it took me maybe about 2 or 3 weeks of being a big shot, you know, smoking cigarettes in the movie shows and all that crap. And I just decided one day, I said, I'm done. And I never smoked again.
See, and I've never puffed a cigarette in my life. Not even tried it because I thought when I got into the radio biz, I saw those guys sitting doing their shows smoking. I'm like, yeah, that's my horn show. Yeah. And then they do all this kind of stuff. And I thought, I'm going to get hooked on this and I want to always have a cigarette. So I never did it. And about the time when I was growing up, you remember the great news reporter, Cleet Roberts?
Do boy, do I.
Yeah. Cleet did a special one time. I can't remember if it was marijuana or whatever, but it talked about dope. marijuana was dope. And he talked about how the addict, he called them addicts at the time. You got this was in the 50s now. The addict would hide the marijuana and he hid it. They showed a picture of the guy taking the top off a toilet and it was wrapped in a plastic bag and putting it in the toilet bowl. And as a kid, I thought, this guy's putting something that he's going to like inhale or do whatever with inside the toilet. And I just... like such a turnoff to this day. I'm telling you, I would never hide any food, although I did have a sandwich I put in there
you
the other night.
You keep peanut butter sandwiches in there, don't you? You sleepwalk, and then you want to make sure when you're going to the bathroom.
Go in the can.
You got
there, the show's degraded down. I started something here on the broadcast.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Sorry.
And then you can, while you're in there, just lower the lid.
No, this is the back storage container for the water.
I know.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure the audience knew I was a little cleanlier than that. Now, let's get into a topic here about baseball, if I could, and get your opinion on this, because no matter what team you root for, it could be the Yankees, could be the Dodgers, everything in between. Baseball, when I was a kid, you had the Sandy Koufaxes, the Don Drysdales, the Bob Gibson, the Whitey Fords. They had all these pitchers who prided themselves on pitching a complete game. Don Sutton, who passed away here recently, the great Dodger pitcher, had, how many did I tell you, 50 or 60 complete games in his career? Are you kidding me?
I would think it was right around 45 or so.
Something like that. And it's like... I talked to some pitchers that, you know, used to play, and he says, hey, you know, if we didn't go into the seventh or eighth inning, we were embarrassed. We thought we didn't do the job because of the relief pitcher. They'd have a short man, what they would call, in case you got knocked out in the fifth, and then the guy would come in the eighth or ninth, and maybe the closer would pitch two innings at that time to finish it up.
And there's no pitch count.
And there was no pitch count at all. Nobody counted the pitches for you. So... Walker Buehler's on the Dodgers, and the story came out that he's going to be out to 4 to 6 weeks. And then today, the story breaks, and I didn't get the details, but it says Walker Buehler's going to be out longer than that. And they talked to the Dodger manager, and Dave Roberts, a typical manager in this day and age of baseball with metrics, says, well, we're just going to get the players. He was talking about Tony Gosselin playing against the Angels the other night, and he still went seven innings. He went six and a third. He went a third of the one out in the seventh, and then Dave pulled him out, and he says, well, we're going to take it easy and just keep adding a little bit to it. And I'm thinking, what do these guys do before the season starts? Koufax and Drysdale were ready to pitch a complete game when the season started years ago. Why can't a pitcher now pitch a complete game every time he goes out, or at least try to?
Fred. Here's one for you.
Yes, thank you.
You know, you always hear Dave, and he's one of many managers
exactly.
that do this.
Yes, I'm not picking on
Dave specifically, but I'll get around to him later. Why do they want to stretch out a pitcher? He says, well, we want him to go five innings. We want to stretch him out a little bit, and then you know, as the season goes on, you know, we'll make sure that he gets tuned up and he's stretched out. Well, first of all of those pitchers who show up in camp, all of them, the veterans, the starters, all of these guys have supposedly been stretched out. And so they wind up getting hurt early in training camp. They wind up getting hurt, and they wind up suddenly now bastardizing their workload by not being able to meet up with the pitch count. So if you're stretching Tony Gosselin out, what are you stretching him out for? To go six innings? He's already going six innings.
I know.
He's already going six innings.
He went six and a third this time.
Yeah, very nicely, too.
Maybe next time six and two-thirds.
And so it's not that I care about how many people are pitching 40 pitches a game or 140. I don't care one way or another. And if the team says we're paying, our philosophy is we're going to pay all of our starting top-notch pitchers, we're going to pay them like $10 million a year to give us six innings. Okay, if that's how the new math is, okay, wonderful. You can do that. But whatever you do, don't say that he got hurt because he wasn't stretched out.
Yeah, because they're exactly. You're stretching them out for what? For six innings? You know, six and a third or something? They, as starting pitchers, and you invest a lot of money in a starting pitcher, and they say, oh boy, Dodgers have Max Scherzer, and now they're going to win everything. And then Max Scherzer comes in and pitches relief in one of the season series, the playoff series last season, and all of a sudden he says, oh, I got a dead arm. Really? Really, Max? You got a dead arm? You know, Sandy Koufax went out with one day's rest and went and pitched another game. Yeah. For the Dodgers back in the day. Now, you can say, well, Sandy Koufax had an arm trouble. Yeah, how many games did Sandy Koufax win if you look at his record compared with pitchers of today? Pitchers of today may be in there for 8 years or whatever. Sandy Koufax might have been in for six. Sandy Koufax had a hell of a lot more victories, a hell of a lot more shutouts, more strikeouts than most of these guys combined.
And they used to go 300 innings.
I know. Now they got to do pitch counts. What changed with the human race? What changed with the baseball player that can't play the game?
Some genius upstairs who came down and said, you know, we've got to find a way of helping these pitchers and preventing injuries. And I think if they throw less innings and less pitches and less innings, I think this will be a breakthrough, a revolutionary breakthrough in baseball. Well, look, I always figured this. You know, Tommy Lasorda and especially, Walter Alston, they would lope out to the mound and they'd say, how you doing? What are you doing out here? And they'd say, well, I'm fine. I'm in good shape. They never talked about how many pitches.
Exactly.
They never talked about how many pitches. They just said, are you all right? He says, you know, because you're getting kind of tired. And so he says, no. And he always put him in a position to say, yeah, I'm tired, take me out. But they never would. So you go out there and you have that kind of fake conversation. And then the next thing you know, the guy would, he'd push through and he'd get a complete game.
You're right.
And that was the culture. Every pitcher wanted to hold his weight.
The agents now want to save that pitcher so they get more money. Here's the thing, agents. You should negotiate on how many victories they have, how many innings they pitch, how many strikeouts they have. Pay the man well. Look at the great. We'll come back. Straight ahead, we'll talk about Earl Hershiser and talk about his career. There's one that's outstanding. It's the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends?
Staples has you covered with stylish and functional home office furniture and decor curated by Staples Work From Home Style Squad. And now, enter the Staples Find Your Work From Home Style Sweepstakes to win a home office makeover. Explore solutions for your workspace at Staples. See staplesconnect.com/findyourwfhstyle for rules and details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. N67.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the guy we call Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That came up on GalaxyCon.com. They were talking about it. And you mentioned two safeties in one game. And I had a shout-out in the background, and they heard me. I said, in the same quarter. And then I wanted to say two different quarterbacks, which is also true. That record will last forever.
The name of the first guy was Scott Hunter.
Yeah, Scott Hunter. And later on, of course, you were in the TV show Scott. And it was just amazing. Yeah,
and I told him they should change it back to Hunter.
They did. And the rest is history. It's amazing.
It really is
really good. Yeah. Now, listen, you're hearing us here. We're on every weekend at this time. We also do the show on Wednesday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. You can catch us on Sirius XM Channel 217, XM 203, online there at Sirius XM at 967. We're also on Sports Byline. We're on Sports with CRNTalk.com. And we're on video, Roku, Facebook Live, CRNTalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, YouTube, Periscope. You name it, we are on it here. And so there's one final thought here on this baseball deal. You take a pitcher like Oral Hershiser of the Dodgers. In that 1988 season that the Dodgers won it all with probably a mediocre team, but a team that played together and everybody contributed to it. It's hitting the ball when they had to, getting the win. Oral, in that year, wasn't that the year he had his 55 scoreless innings or whatever, that he set the record of scoreless innings?
59
and two-thirds or a third or so, I don't know.
Don Drysdale.
Yeah. And so he beat Drysdale's record. Drysdale was around at the time and congratulated him. And so Oral did that. That record's going to stand a long test of time. It'll always be in the record books. I don't know if people are going to continue with that. If they do, they're going to pitch four innings at a time. That's a lot easier to do than having to pitch a complete game and have it scoreless into the ninth inning, as Oral did. I'm sure Oral has more complete games than any pitcher pitching these days in the major leagues. And that's just off the top of my head. And he also was in the playoffs, and he came back and was a reliever with nobody left in the bullpen when Tomlin sort of put everybody in, and he pitched and beat the Mets in the National League Championship Series. This guy is a warrior, and this guy deserves the Hall of Fame, and this guy is one of the greats of all time. And you don't have those pitchers now. Name one. They can't hold, as Tommy said, some sort of unmentionable to any other players. Theirs is much better to hold. That's
well, Kershaw has a good work ethic.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm wondering, What are coaches coaching? Do they say, hey, we've got Oral Hershiser in here, and here's his work ethic. This is how this guy made himself available. And, you know, I don't recall him falling apart like all these pitchers are falling apart. You know, I don't think he's a big believer of pitch counts myself.
I think he just
realizes, you know, your arm is seasoned. You know, you work hard and you throw hard and you take care of your arm and you run and you do all the things necessary, and it's not something that happens by accident. You're good because you know know your arm, you're good because you know how you take care of yourself, that is the way. That's the secret way. That's what they tell you when you go home to training camp. I recall in football, it's not unlike the same way. Running backs, receivers, quarterbacks, they had to throw for timing. They had to throw for an understanding of how their teammate ran routes and so forth and so on. And so when you showed up in camp, it wasn't like they were saying, "Oh, gee, let's go over there to the pitching mound and let me put the stopwatch on you and see how you're throwing." It isn't that. It is something. It's very personal. It's primal. It's in you to know what you're doing and how you're throwing and what this whole thing's about, because you're in control of, it seems to me, you're in control of your arm and your health, not the team. And you're not, you're being made to feel as though that, you know, you have to respond and do the things necessary for the management to say he's going right along. You know, it doesn't make any difference how you're playing or what you're doing. You're going right along because when the season starts, you're going to be on a pitch count.
Absolutely right. And that's it. The pitch counts weren't around in the old days. They're around now, and agents are around now and destroying the game. Now let's get to the mailbag here. You go to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Pamela, who's kind of like our official photographer on the show, says, "Your interview, Fred, on GalaxyCon last Sunday was absolutely fantastic. Open, honest, filled with warmth and humor and your usual wit and wisdom. Only wish it had been longer." Now, she's sharing some photos, and she has one here from a terrific story and one from Land's End. And the picture on Land's End, this is one of the very early syndicated shows that you did after the Hunter series. And you're here in a photo with Pamela Bowen, Jeffrey Lewis, and Tim Thomerson. And Jeff Lewis was on with, wasn't he in the Clint Eastwood films at some point?
Yeah, he did all the Which Way But Loose.
Yeah. What a great actor. What a great group you have here. And she said that was great fun to hear about Land's End on the show. So great picture there. And now who was Pamela Brown? Bowen was your confidant or a cohort at Land's End?
She, her character worked at the Westin Hotel.
Oh.
And she provide security. And me being a ex-cop,
yep.
I would work with and hire Jeff Lewis, and I would be in charge of security for the hotels. And so,
it's a good job for you.
This is the only job.
That's the only job. That's the only job. I want to see this series. I never saw it. We got to find it somewhere.
I know where it is.
Can we grab it out and see if we can get it? Let's look into that. People are writing about this all. Get a little letter writing campaign in here, everybody. If you're listening to the show, see Fred Dreyer in Land's End. This was the early on. This was Disney involved in this or something? Did you tell me at one point?
Well, yeah. Here's what I did.
What'd you do?
Vic Shiro, my producing partner, and I decided, you know, when I was at Paramount Studios, I want to take all of the ideas and all the development things that we did, and I want to get them out of Paramount and under my heading, under my Fred Dreyer Productions heading. I didn't want to tell them that while I'm still taking money from them,
right,
that I've been developing these ideas. And they'll say, "Well, great, we own those ideas because we're paying you, we're housing you, and you owe us." So I never said anything. So I left the studio and went out on my own. And the beauty of that move was It was a gamble that I was now paying for production myself. I paid for my overhead. I paid for everything myself. But I believed that I had a real good winner here, and I had a pathway to get it into the marketplace. So we pounded this idea out. We flew down to Cabo San Lucas on several different occasions and really took some photographs and just decided, yeah, this is the idea. This is the Bible, as it were. So we got it ready to go for
syndication.
Well, we took it to Las Vegas, you know, to the syndicated marketplace.
Right.
And we took it over to Disney. And I just went in and I told, a couple of the people there, I said, I got to talk to you. And they said, well, we're about ready to go on the floor. We got stuff we got to do. I said, just listen to this, because I'm gonna drive to L.A. tonight. I'm either going to sell this idea or I'm not going to sell it. So we sat down with the salesman, the head salesman,
yep,
over there at Disney, and we pitched them the idea. And they say, I want that show. And I said, well, here it is. So I said, I'm going to go home now. I'm not going to tell anybody else, but we're going to develop this idea, and here's how it works. So we did it. And they found a spot. And if Disney gets behind your television show, they're behind it, and they were. So we got to saying, we fast-tracked it, and I said, this is the cast. I had a lot of say-so in it.
That's great.
And so it came down to a couple of visits back to Mexico, and then we got it put together, and it was one of the hottest, best looking syndicated television shows in the world. It was just a fantastic, the way we shot it. It was just fantastic.
I want to see it. We got to pull this thing out. I'm telling you, this is going to be, it's going to be a project you and I are going to work on. We'll start after the show. Now, also, they said that Pamela sent along a picture of you, and this one here was in 1975 in New Orleans when you and Lance Renssel of the Rams and Carl Eller that you talked about, you guys were doing covering the Super Bowl there. And it looks like you with your chauffeur's cap on.
This is what I was talking to you about.
You and Carl Eller and Lance Renssel were there, and you were talking about that on GalaxyCon.com. We're going to have to get some more of these pictures.
So I told Carl Eller, I said, look, you know, I gotta. This is what we're doing. You know, we're going to cover the news, and I'm going to interview you, Carl, so just listen up to my questions. And so I had written like about 50 questions out. You know, I said, "Will, when you say you're going to be up for the game, does that mean you'll be on speed?" He couldn't believe it, you know. And
answer the question. It's so, the press wants to know.
Yeah, look at Lance's hat. He had a card and it said press.
Said press right there, so people knew. All right, Father's Day this weekend, and here's you and your lovely daughter, Caitlin, it looks like, here.
Yeah.
When she was on our show here
at
the Sports Lounge. We have a picture there, and then we also have here this shot of you and Caitlin. Where was this taken? Looks like you got some award or something, huh?
Yeah, this was kind of like, I don't know exactly. I think it was a TV appreciation award. You know, they give themselves awards all the time, and so she was, she and I were hanging out. She says, "I want to go to this." So I said, "Okay."
That's really great. How's she doing?
See,
by the
my
way,
split complimentary.
Yeah. So how do we know that? So why does it split? Is that the gray offsets the magenta there? Or whatever.
No, that's purple.
That's purple. Yeah, magenta, purple.
Purple.
Yeah. And so that's a split complimentary.
Well,
you just know that.
Well, it's self-evident.
I would just like to know.
You have to know the rules and regulations.
I know. We got to print them out, would you, so we can mail them out to our fans.
I'll tell you what I would do. I'll take you over to May Company. Don't laugh. That's how you learn.
That's good, good.
Take over to May Company and just start putting these things together.
I can't wait. shopping this weekend for Father's Day. We'll be back with more in the Sports Lounge. Happy Father's Day, dads everywhere.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, here on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM. Glad to have you with us here at all times. We have some more comments coming your way, Fred, from our Facebook chat room that goes on here when we do the show.
Well.
And someone here saying... Nikki says, we need another Hollywood show where you signed autographs. If you're able to, she said she'd fly out. And Bruce wants to know on your GalaxyCon.com, is that interview that you had, is that online anywhere? Can we see it? And maybe go to the GalaxyCon.com website. It might be there. Is that, am I correct, Fred? You think?
Well, if you go to their website, you can pull up all kinds of stuff, certainly. Yeah.
Check it out at GalaxyConBruce.com. Nikki says, love Pamela's pictures. And Kathy says, happy Father's Day to Mike and Fred, and also to my dad, John, who's in Cambria, California.
Yeah, thank you very
much.
So
that's good stuff.
Thank you.
Now, we have Angel Heart on Twitter. And Angel Heart is saying, hello, Fred. Hope you are well. You and Stephanie Kramer were my heroes, and I couldn't wait to watch Hunter on Monday night. And yes, I have a whole series. Greetings from Johannesburg. Regards, Tanya. Weren't you on Friday and Saturdays with Hunter? Or were you also on a Monday night?
What do you mean?
She said, I couldn't wait to watch Hunter on a Monday. On a Monday night. She's watching the replays.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Keith says, only player in NFL history to get 2 safeties in a game is you, Fred Dreyer. Ironically, the first player you tackled for a safety was called Hunter. We mentioned that earlier in the show. Very good.
Yes,
Keith,
very good
to get a hold of that
very
for
good
us. That's good stuff.
Very good.
And that's our show. We're here every week at this time on Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203 online, 967, Sports Byline on radio stations all around the country, and also on CRN Talk Radio on radio stations as well. Check out Fred. Email him any questions you have. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Great to be with you, folks. It's always great to be with you.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great week. See you then.